I want to thank everyone for tuning in to another episode of Shypedia Podcast. I'm your host, Marsha. On the line with me, I have Sean Daniel. He is the IT analyst for Comet. How are you today, Sean?
I'm doing very well, Marsha. Thank you very much for having me.
All right, Sean. Well, thank you for joining me. I've followed you guys for a while. Comet is always doing things in a community, but actually for Black History Month, you guys had something really special going on. What do we have happening in a community this year?
Absolutely. That's definitely a thank you for following and staying in tune. So in the spirit of celebrating Black History Month, ComEd kicked off its fourth annual Solar Spotlight program, and the program essentially is geared towards exposing African American high school students to opportunities within the field of STEM. So that's science, technology, engineering, and math, but it's a lot more than just those four words, right? So there's teamwork, team building, a certain professional aspect that goes along with it, and also mentorship. So there's a heightened awareness and also stressing of importance of what a STEM degree can do for those African-American high school students, as well as their impact on their community.
Saturday, February 2nd, you are over at the Illinois Tech Campus.
Yes, correct.
And what took place there?
Yeah, so on February, it's a two-day, the event itself is a two-day educational session, and the first one transpired at February 2nd at, as you said, the Illinois Tech Campus, and the second was February 9th at the ComEd Training Center in Chicago, Bridgeport neighborhood. February 2nd, it really was a level set of what opportunities are in the STEM field, as well as getting hands-on experience with solar panels. So the students had an amazing opportunity of taking several solar cells and perfecting their soldering technique. So the way that the solar cells on a solar panel are to be placed together is to very diligently solder the panels together one by one. And the students were so engaged with this activity that it also turned into like a competition, if you will, which table, which group of kids could get finished first. Because the reward to show and illustrate that you were finished was there was a street light, a small fabricated street light that would light up once enough solar cells were fastened together. It would illuminate, using the sun's energy, it would begin to illuminate the LED light on the street panel. So it was a great time on February 2nd just to see the kids, first of all, take in so much information about solar energy, so much information about STEM careers, and really just kind of roll up their sleeves and jump in. So good time.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to see the photos for this. And then on February 9th, you guys were at the Chicago Training Center, and the students, they build another solar-powered grow box. Now, this is all new to me. What exactly is the solar-powered grow box?
You know, it is it's phenomenal technology. I'll start there. So ComEd partnered with Sojourn Fair. It's a Chicago-based startup that developed grow boxes, and they're leading the charge to create food and jobs for both in like short supply. So on February 9th, the same group of students were able to build these self-containing powered grow boxes, and that they had the capability of growing a pound of mushrooms like within a week's time period. So it's fast growth in a small box, if you will. And the assembly of those boxes really were at the hands of the students. So they were able to build not only the physical structure of the box themselves, but there's a small computer that powers the LED light that's inside. There's a humidifier that the students built as well. Every wire, every piece of, again, soldering, everything that goes into fabricating a small computer was essentially built by the hands of the students. And again, similar to on the February 2nd, the reward in the end was the LED lights in the inside of the box would illuminate, and you would begin to see the humidifier begin to mist up. And so the student in the box is essentially glowing at the end of this project. So it was amazing. It was a fantastic time.
And
to
this,
see the students.
You could do all of this in one day.
Yes. You know, Sojourn Freddy did a great job of laying out a step-by-step diagram where the students and mentors could essentially piece together going from about a, I'd say 150 pieces.
Okay.
And ending with one product in the end.
Wow. This is why STEM is so important, because of the exposure. And so any kid was welcome to come out and take part in this program, correct? It wasn't just if you were only interested in doing science or technology or engineering and math, but you invited out any student that was interested in it.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting because oftentimes STEM is limited to those four words, right?
Right.
Yes. The students were able to see firsthand that regardless of your discipline, teamwork really was the driving beat to what was transpiring. So, at the onset of our event, it was interesting. February 9th, we had 30 plus mentors surrounding the room on the outskirts by the wall. And, the students, you know, I went one by one and ask the mentors to introduce themselves, tell them their background, and also what they do at Comet. And it was amazing for the students to see all the different disciplines that made up Comet and made up this team. So different people with communications background, some had the STEM engineering and technology background, but others had, you know, writing. There was an English major in the room. And so for these African-American high school students to see men and women looking like them and in great careers, it was amazing. You know, the students understand that they dream about the things that they see. So it was amazing to see, you know, not only you know, young adults with these careers, but also even our executives, you know, our CEO, senior vice president was there as well to speak to the kids as well.
Wow, this is really awesome. And this is annual. So as we're hearing about this year, you can definitely get in line so that you can possibly get your child involved for next year. How can they go about getting involved?
Great question. You know, I would encourage for those that are interested in taking advantage of the opportunity to go to ComEd's website and send leverage the communications method, whether it's a phone call. We can get information out to you through social media on our comment Instagram page. And also there's an email that you can send out to our corporate communications team. If you are interested in, those are the best avenues to get engaged and get some more information about how your child can get some exposure there. And this month, February, again, this was in support of Black History Month, but we also set forth a similar program for the Hispanic Heritage Month as well.
Oh, okay. Okay, so pretty much ComEd, you have programs almost every month throughout the year. Am I correct?
Yes. You know, it is our passion to power our community, and every employee at ComEd is a member of a community. They live, they reside somewhere, and we take every initiative we can and every opportunity we can to get out there and roll up our sleeves and actually work with and partner with our community members. So yes, every month throughout the year, there's something going on where ComEd is pouring into the community and partnering with the community to uplift and empower.
All right. And with this being Black History Month, you know, STEM careers are growing. And African Americans are underrepresented among people who have STEM degrees in Illinois, and the state of Illinois is lagging in the nation. So right now, African Americans, they fell to 5.4% in 2017 from 6.5% in 2013. So we need to get those numbers up, because you can actually have a career.
Absolutely. Yep.
And that is our goal. I'm excited how you guys are exposing our children to these things. So thank you so much, Sean, for getting out into the community and for helping our kids and just being involved.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is. I have, myself and Tom Mayer, we have a personal responsibility to continue to empower that next generation of leaders. And, you know, it is our intent to continue to build up the workforce of the future. So, you know, Sean will always be at ComEd, and there will be a time where, you know, I'll retire, and you don't start towards retirement to start building up that. So we want to continue to educate and inform and empower all the communities we serve. So at the top of that list is the African-American community. So, yeah, so it's awesome.
That's awesome, Sean. Thank you. And once again, let's get the website for anyone that wants to get involved, not just for the children, but also for the mentors as well.
Yes. So that just comed.com. You can find out more information on our website. You can also go to our social media page, which is comed on. You can find us on Instagram as well on Twitter. And a other method of communication would just be either a phone call, or you can give us shoot us an email as well, which you can find on the website.
All right, Sean, thank you so much once again for joining us here on Chi-pedia Podcast on WGN Plus.
You are welcome, Marcia. Thank you so much, guys. Have a blessed day.